Can anything stop teenage vaping? This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Progressive Insurance, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance, presented by Zoom Video Conferencing. The FDA's latest strategy to get kids to stop vaping is this online ad.
Who here vapes?
It stars Julius Dean, a magician and Instagram phenom, who meets up with some tough-looking kids.
How come you don't smoke cigarettes?
Because it's not 1950 anymore, bro.
No, it is not. So Julius takes one of their vape sticks.
I'm going to take this vape, right? I'm going to put it into my hand like this.
Okay.
And if I just push like this.
And as he pushes the vape stick into his fist, it comes out the other end as a disgusting-looking old-school cigarette.
You just went back in time.
And the vaping bros are immediately changed.
Vaping could lead to trying cigarettes.
That's gross.
I count myself fortunate to have grown up in a time and place where the only available addictive substances were Hostess cupcakes and bubblegum. But if some marketer back then had thought to spike them with nicotine, he'd be a billionaire today and I'd be unconscious in a doorway surrounded by cupcake crumbs and Bazooka Joe comics. For some reason, it is perfectly legal to infuse kid-friendly treats with addictive substances as a way to create customers for life. Isn't that cheating? How lame is your product if the only way you can keep customers is chemical enslavement? If you want to create customers for life, run radio ads. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.